Survivors rescued from a deflating rubber dinghy in the central Mediterranean have reported that approximately 50 individuals who embarked from Libya with them a week ago perished during the perilous journey, as stated by the humanitarian relief group SOS on Thursday. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The vessel Ocean Viking spotted the dinghy carrying 25 individuals on Wednesday, two of whom were found unconscious and were promptly evacuated by the Italian army for urgent medical attention. The remaining 23 survivors are reported to be in critical condition, exhibiting signs of severe exhaustion, dehydration, and fuel burns sustained aboard the vessel. Francesco Criazzo, spokesperson for SOS Mediterranee, disclosed that the survivors, comprising entirely of men with 12 minors among them, two of whom are not yet teenagers, hail from Senegal, Mali, and the Gambia. Mr. Criazzo further conveyed that the survivors, traumatized by the harrowing ordeal, were unable to provide comprehensive details of their journey. Humanitarian organizations heavily rely on testimonies from survivors to ascertain the extent of casualties and those missing at sea, presumed deceased. According to the International Organization for Migration, IOM, under the United Nations, 227 fatalities have been recorded along the treacherous Central Mediterranean route this year up to March 11, excluding individuals newly reported as missing and presumed deceased. Additionally, 279 deaths have been documented in the Mediterranean since the beginning of the year. Throughout this period, a total of 19,562 individuals have arrived in Italy via this maritime route. Survivors recounted that the vessel departed from Zawiya, Libya, carrying 75 passengers, including women and at least one toddler. However, the engine malfunctioned shortly after departure, leaving them stranded and adrift at sea. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.